Welcome. Thank you for coming. Tiles, toasts, and notifications with Windows Store apps. My name is Christian Nagel. I'm from Austria, as you may be here. In the year 2000, .NET was introduced. At that time, I was fascinated from that technology and started writing books instead of just reviewing it as I've done it before the year 2000. One book is now in the 8th edition, Professional C Sharp 2012 and .NET 4.5. This book not only covers .NET and C Sharp, but also Windows Store apps. We have several chapters inside there for Windows Store apps. And this is what I want to talk about in this hour. There's a race car on the cover. And thus, we will go through a hot lap during this hour. We'll start with a new era. More than 10 years ago, with .NET, I see there started a new era, major changes for development. Now we have such changes again. Then we will go directly into tiles, the entry point for your Windows Store app, entry point for the user, the first thing the user sees after installing the application. And the user should be kept interested to start the application again and again. Tiles, square, and white tiles. And then we follow with secondary tiles. An application can have a main tile, but also several secondary tiles. Secondary tiles for a fast path in a different part of the application. Tiles can be interesting with live information, but live information that is only shown when the user has opened the start screen. With toasts, it pops up from a toaster. With toasts, we see information outside of the start screen. We can have notifications based on time intervals and based on some schedule and also based on some event that's happening from the outside of the app. Push notifications. These are all the parts we'll go inside this lab. And after that, we can do the celebration as we have the last session of today. I mentioned we are seeing a new era. A new era. What do I see with that? In the year 2000, .NET was introduced. The managed development was completely new. It increased extremely productivity. What do we have now? I see some major parts. And one of the major parts is the design. Doesn't the Formula One car, the Lotus in special, really look good? It's looking because of functionality. And in special looking good because there's a Microsoft logo on it. Going back into history, Windows Forms applications. Maybe we had some designer for a Windows Form application, but the application was never done that way as a designer was thinking. We just used standard Windows controls. Then we had the world of WPF. XAML made everything possible. A button can look like an airplane. What do you want to do? Maybe it's just not that easy to make it look good. I think this easier with Windows Store apps. With Windows Store apps, you get a lot more guidance, a lot more templates than we had with WPF. Another major part in application design is usability. I was doing an application that I've done before for the desktop, for the Windows Phone. For the Windows Phone, the screen size is a little bit smaller. I had to rethink the application. Usually, a user interface is done by asking some users, a specific count of users, and put all the things that the users want inside the application. That's not possible with mobile. I had to rethink the process of the user and had to learn a lot more about the process. The information I learned from here, I'm also using now for the desktop application. So the desktop application was becoming a lot easier and much more related to the process of the user. And the users are becoming much more productive. I just had to think a lot more and learn a lot more about the process of the user. But finally, it turned out users are more productive, and in summary, it calculates. What's that? Mobile. Writing applications, I'm thinking about mobile first. I'm using my phone. I've seen many of you using your phones. I'm using my phone not really for a lot of making phone calls. I'm using it for a lot of other things. Social networks, accessing the internet, browsing, watching PowerPoints, a lot of different things. It's getting more and more. And here I'm doing a presentation with the Surface Pro. I'm using the Surface Pro in different ways. Using touch, using a keyboard, using a mouse, depending on what I'm doing. Tiles. Let's get into tiles. The start screen is the screen the user sees as soon as he goes into the system. Tiles from different applications look very different, but there are also some similarities. It's not a complete mess. There's square tiles and wide tiles. This can be easily detected, square tiles and wide tiles. An application must have a square tile and can have a wide tile. If the application offers a wide tile in addition to square tiles, the wide tile is offered first, but the user can always switch to the square tile. With Windows 8.1, we already heard about some other tile sizes. Smaller tiles and a larger tile size, larger than the wide tile, double of the wide tile. So we just have more options with Windows 8.1. Do you see the application name in some tiles? For example, here, SkyDrive, you see the application name. Weather, the weather app. Messaging, that's very consistent. The same font, it's on the same position. Some apps show icons instead. Like here. The mail app, the calendar app, they show icons instead of the application name. It's also in the same position. A fixed size for the icon. And there are also some apps that do not show the name or the icon. For example, this one. The Canteen app just has its own logo with its own font. And thus, it's not using the standard for the application name. You have these options here. Do you see an app with additional information inside the tile, a badge? That's here. Here, in the mail app, I'm seeing 9. So there are 9 new mails since the last time I've opened the app. It's not unread mails, because this would be thousands. There are just 9 since I last opened the app. Tiles can also show a lot of pictures. For example, like this here. Do you see apps with multiple tiles? For example, here. All these tiles here are the same app, the People app. And here as well. I'm using this for a fast path inside the app to directly open the app with a secondary tile. There are also some other secondary tiles here. It's always the weather app. San Francisco, Seattle, New Orleans, everything's the weather app, just with different tile information. And the mail app also shows a different tile. Travel folder. So let's get into samples. Sphere and white tiles, creating live tiles, and updating information with batches. I have here a sample app, a small app to demonstrate all the different parts. So you can see it easier what happens here. With this Windows Store app, I have a manifest. And with a manifest in the application UI, I can specify logo and wide logo. Tiles, square tiles, and wide tiles. The tiles here are scaled. So this one is 100%, 150 by 150 pixels, and this one is the only one that's mandatory. All the other ones are optional. Square ties and wide ties. The different scales here, you see it here, the different scales. The different scales here are used based on the pixels and the resolution of the screen. For example, the Surface has a resolution of 1920 width. That's very much for a very small screen, so it needs to resize. If you do not specify the other tiles here, you just need to specify one, the other ones are scaled automatically. But for a better look, put the other ones here as well. To test all the tiles, I've marked the tiles here with a special color, and you can use one system to test all the different scales using the simulator. I'm starting the simulator here. Okay, starting that, but in reality, you want to see the tile information here. And here, just go to the app. I need to change it to the smaller tile, because it's just a smaller tile has the color here. And you see the color here. And using this emulator, I can change the resolution. Now I have a resolution of 1000 by 768. With a 10-inch system. I can change this with a 10-inch system to 19. And you see more lines with the tiles, more rows, as soon as I go back to the start screen. Okay. Okay, it's resized now, it's resized, and we have a different color here, a different scale. Using another resolution, the same resolution, 1920 by 1080, but with a different screen size, with 23 inches, we get more rows with the tiles, a lot more rows, and a different color again. So you can use the simulator to test all your tiles, to test all your scales, and there's no need to have different screens for all the different options. Go back to the local machine. Okay. Square tiles, wide tiles, and live tiles with the app here. I want to change the tile dynamically. Create a live tile square. Okay, need to change it to smaller, make a small one. And now I have a text here. How can I do this? It's very easy. Update square tile text. I'm using the Tile Update Manager. Tile Update Manager, get template content. There are some different templates that are offered. I'm opening the list of the templates. There's some templates for square tiles, for wide tiles, for text information, for image and text, all different options. And hovering over here, you see information about this. For example, here, tile square text 01, that's a tile with one header string in a larger text and three strings of regular text. And each string has a separate line, no wrapping. There are some other text tiles with wrapping with a different number of text. This one, get template content, returns an XML document. And inside this XML document, we just need to adapt, change the text elements in a text. Four lines, one bigger and three smaller ones. And then I'm using the Tile Update Manager, create Tile Updater for application, and doing an update, passing the document, the XML document, with the tile notification. You need to do this both for square tiles and wide tiles. Here's another one, tile template type, tile wide text 03. This one just has one text that's wrapped over multiple lines. Get elements by tag name, adapting that, and doing an update. So go back to the app, live tile wide, and if the user selected to have a wide tile, not this one, gets updated. The user is always in control for wide or square tiles. Another sample shows here. I can do an update of both at the same time. Update square and wide tile. Here I'm using some helper methods. Get square tile, that creates a square tile with an image, passing an image here. And another method that creates a wide tile. A wide tile with a wide image collection, with a collection of images. The collection of images and passing several images here that are coming from this method. Okay. So, so now I need to merge both XML files, get wide tile, get square tile, import the square tile starting with the binding element. Starting with the binding element, everything's contained in there, and add this as a children to the other tile, and pass the resulting document to the tile update manager. Update both. So here we have an option with five images in a wide tile or smaller version, just one image. The app here, that's picture search, that's also doing live tiles with five images if there's a wide tile. This application, I can do a search for any term here. Makes a search using the Bing service. Here get some images for Ferraris. And the tile gets updated with that. I can show multiple tiles, one after the other. So with this app here, I have a result of a Ferrari search and tech at New Orleans and Aston Martin. And with all these images, the tiles get updated one after the other. It switches automatically. And sometime we will see the Ferrari Formula One as well. Another feature inside the sample app is batch update information. With batch updates, we can do either pass a number here, for example, pass the number 555, batch number update, no matter what tile we have, the number is shown here. Position is fixed. Passing a large number, it's just 99 plus something more than 99. You can pass either a number, and if it's larger than 99, it goes to 99 plus, or an cliff, an icon. And there's some predefined cliff elements. Activity alert, available, away busy, new message, and so on. Let's make it a new message. Cliff update. Okay. And we have the icon here. From a programming standpoint, it's very similar to tiles, to the tile update manager. I'm doing an update of a batch number using a batch update manager, get the template content, batch template type, there's either a batch number or a batch cliff template. We have these templates here. I'm getting inside the template, searching for the batch element, and adding the value. Batch update manager, create batch updater for application, and update the patch. And similar with the cliff list, here's just a list of all the available cliffs. What you've seen with these demos is we created some tiles in the application manifest. There's one tile that's mandatory, and scales and white tiles are optional. Using the program with the tile update manager, we can create live tiles, update tiles based on a list, a huge list of different templates. And the user is always in control. If the app offers white tiles, the user can switch to square tiles. If the app offers live tiles, the user can turn the live tiles off. Secondary tiles. I'm using secondary tiles to get information about news from specific people instead of the tweet feed from all the different peoples. I'm seeing here information from Scott, from both Scotts here, Scott Gottfried, Scott Hanselmann, Fernando Alonso, McLaren, Red Bull Racing, Ferrari. Every contact I can add here. I'm using ties with the weather app, secondary ties, and I'm using secondary ties with the mail app to directly open a specific folder in the mail app. This is also very easy to do. For creating a secondary tile, I'm moving to a second page here. So in the main page, I have a navigate to a second page. And inside the second page, the user can create a secondary tile. Go back to the app, go to the second page. Inside the second page, I'm opening the app bar. And inside the app bar, I have a pin button. Secondary tiles can only be created with control from the user. It's not possible that the user installs the app and the app is installed with a lot of secondary tiles. The app can have only one tile with the installation. But then the user can create secondary tiles. So usually I'm using a pin button for this. Pin. Now I get an information about the secondary tile. Some short title. Can change this. And I'm pinning this to the start. And now I have a pin here with the title and can open the app, and I'm directly inside the second page. Okay. How is this working? Second page, I'm having a pin button, and with a pin button, a handler on pin card. The information here is just used to show, should the app show the pin button or should it change to the unpin button? Because if it's pinned, opening the app bar again, I can do an unpin. So I need to change this, use a different style for this button. And the important part here is the secondary tile class. Create a new secondary tile, tile ID, a short name, a display name, and activation arguments. If the user starts the app from the secondary tile, these arguments are passed to the application. So here we can then navigate to the other page. And here, card tile, secondary tile, request create for selection async. Here the UI is opened. The user is always asked to get the secondary tile. And with this, I also need information where the information for the user, the dialog, should be opened, at what position. So I'm getting element rectangle position of the sender of the pin button. And then I'm showing the pin button, changing the style. And to unpin it, I do a request delete for selection async. Inside the startup of the application, application example, inside the startup, here we find if the application was started with this argument, then we are navigating to the secondary page. Now it's interesting, how can I debug this? Because this startup maybe might fail for some different scenarios. I've seen some apps that deal not correctly in some scenarios. We should do debugging here. If I debug it here, the start with go to secondary page is not active unless I'm changing the project properties. Do not launch the app, but debug my code when it starts. Okay. Do not launch the app. Debug it when it starts. Starts with setting breakpoint here. And debug start. The app is not launched now. But as I click on the secondary tile, I'm inside here. So just a small trick is used with Visual Studio. You just need to know this, but then it's very easy. Switch back to launch it. What you've seen here is the secondary tile class. Secondary tile class to pass all the different options for the information that's shown in the dialog, dialog that is opened with a request create for selection async. and the information that is passed for the program, the arguments for the program. Secondary time, and you've seen how startup can be debugged by changing an option inside Visual Studio. With secondary ties, the user is in control as well. User can pin it, unpin it. You cannot create secondary ties on application installation without user interaction. Oops, there's interesting information here. Do you see this? But don't leave. That's not true. 5 minutes on Xbox One for every attendee would be nice. Live information on a tile. Such important information. We see this only if we are on the start screen. Do you see the information here? If we are inside Visual Studio, what we typically are, we do not see updates of tiles. But you see this one here. This is a toast. It pops up. Let's make some toast updates. Okay. Back to Visual Studio. And the sample app here. Start. Have a button for a toast update. Toast update notifications are disabled. Okay. The handler for this button, view code, on toast update. Makes use of the Toast Notification Manager. Very similar to the Tile Update Manager, the Batch Manager. Toast Notification Manager get template content. We have some templates for the toasts, toast image and text, different options. Here, a list of different options. Images, just text. And as I selected the option with image and text, I can pass an image and a text, the text element and the source attribute of the image element. Okay. Toast Notification Manager create Toast Notifier, create a Toast Notifier, and with a notifier, I'm checking is it enabled to make a Toast update. If it's not enabled, we are not seeing a new toast here. It's not enabled here because the application has not defined it can do a toast update. Can need to do that in a manifest. In the manifest application UI, we have an option here. Go to the batch information, batch logo. There's an option, toast capable. Toast capable, yes. The application can do toasts. And here, it's now allowed to do toasts. The information needs to be registered in a system. Okay. Toast update. Information is here. An image and a text. The user is in control. With the settings, I can turn notifications off. hiding all the notifications for 1 hour, for 3 hours, or for 8 hours. Turn notifications completely off. Or change PC settings. Notifications. Here, I see the apps that have the information inside the manifest that they can do notifications, toast updates. And I can turn specific apps. I've turned the mail app off because I receive so many mails, and every time I get a toast message here, just the mail app is turned off. I couldn't turn it off for this complete session. Usually, if I'm doing a presentation, I'm turning it off for 1 hour. But I cannot do it because you wouldn't see the toast. Okay. So, back here. Now we had received first a notification disabled. And if it's enabled, it's just do a notify show. Pass a new toast notification, pass the XML content with the toast information. Okay. What you've seen now with the toasts, we need to put the information inside the manifest, and then the application can use toast notifications, toast pop-up, and the user is always in control. Until now, we've only seen directly updates from the application. We want to do updates for ties and toasts when the application is not running, triggered on some other things, real-time information. And still, keep resources for the complete system low. Example with scheduled toasts and time interval-based tile updates. Okay. I'm using, again, the Toast Notification Manager. Get template content. Same XML document, change the XML document, content, create a toast notifier, and create a scheduled toast notification. Scheduled toast notification with this XML document and the time. Time, let's make it not 25, I make it 35. And notify add to schedule. Pass the scheduled toast to the schedule. And then the application can stop. The scheduled toast is registered with the system. And then Windows pops up the toast, no matter if the app is running or not. Another feature here is a timed tile update. Template content, okay. Create tile update for application. Create a scheduled tile notification. Let's start this here. Start. Time to create toast updates and timed tile update. Tile update happens in 3 minutes. Okay. Another feature. I'm using now an external resource. Create tile update for application. Start periodic update. Pass a link to a website. And the time interval. Update reoccurrence. You can pass here daily, half hour, hour, 6 hours, 12 hours. You have these options here. Pass a half hour. Okay. And here I'm registering a link. A link with the system. So this link is just a service. It's just a service that returns a tile. Tile, visual element, binding, template information, text wide, text, tile wide text, tile square text, with the content. Just the XML content is returned from the service. And here I have two links, first and second. And here we just show what are the menus for a restaurant in Vienna today. Menus of today. So if you are in Vienna in Austria one time, you should visit this restaurant. And I'm registering with Windows this link here. And based on this interval, Windows makes a call to the service and updates the tile. The user now thinks that the app is running. Well, update. The app, just kill it. It's not necessary that the app runs. Now, every half hour, Windows makes a call to the service, and they get the information of the menu. This is also shown here inside the Canteen app, and opening the app, I can see all the menus of the week, and sometimes there are also some nice pictures with the menus, and here's some information about the restaurant. Instead of doing an update for just one link, I can do updater, start periodic update batch, and pass a list of links with an interval, like the first and the second menu. And if you turn on, hey, the toast is here, 25 minutes to go. If you turn on enable notification queue, if you queue the tile updates, you can remember up to 5 recent tile updates. And the 5 recent tile updates switch one after the other. So there's no need with the switch here that the app is running. It's done by Windows. Windows doesn't need to start the app. It just remembers the recent updates. With a time interval, we can define every half hour. But there's something that's more urgent. Hurricane is approaching. We need to know that immediately. push notifications. Push notifications from the outside. Push notifications from the outside. We have a client and our own service, custom service. The client could keep, the client application could keep a connection to the service. And if the connection is held open, the service could give information to the client. The connection needs to be, needs to stay open. If we have multiple clients, we need to have open connections from every, from the service to every client. We need to have a server farm for doing that. How many clients do we have? Thousands? Ten thousands? And the clients do not have connections to one application, to one service, but they have multiple. And that's not a good idea for keeping the resources low. So let's make use of Windows notification services. We still have a client application and a service. But also, the Windows notification service server. The client has a connection to the Windows notification service and gets a channel identification from there. A client is uniquely identified by the system and the user. And this information is passed to our service. And with our service, we can now make a call to the Windows notification service. And the Windows notification service makes updates to the clients. At that time, it doesn't need to have the connection open between the client and our service. Just the Windows notification service makes the update. And there's no need that the application, our application, is running at that time on the client. We've already seen with PIs and toasts, we can do updates when our application is not running. The scalability is now done by the Windows notification service. And here, every client has anyway a connection open to the Windows notification service. But it doesn't have a connection open for every application, just one for all the applications. Keeping resources low. How can we do this? There are some different options on doing this. The hard option is to make everything on your own. Create a custom service and do everything there, calling the Windows notification service. Another option, we are just in preview, Windows Azure mobile services, and also in preview, the Windows Azure notification hubs. Let's get into the samples. I have some different options here. First, the custom service. One KFAT with Windows notification services is the application must be registered in the Windows Store. So site-loaded applications cannot make use of the Windows notification service. You need to be in the Windows Store. And here, I have a client app. With a button to register a channel. Register channel, that's part of the Windows runtime. Push notification channel manager. I'm creating create push channel notification channel for application async. Push notification channel. And this channel, this channel is now created with the help of the Windows Notification Service, has a unique ID, and is associated with the user and the system. And this channel is passed register channel async to a service, to my own custom service. With this channel, I'm passing the channel contains a link to a service, and an expiration time. So, Windows Notification Service does not give notifications to old channels. A channel has a timeout after 30 days. So, every time the user starts the application, you need to register the channel again to be inside the 30-day time frame. And if the user doesn't start the app for 30 days, the channel is not valid anymore. So keep the user engaged to start it at least once a month. Okay. Register channel async. Here I'm calling a service, a custom service. Custom service here is a web API service. I have a controller, register notification controller. And just make use of the entity framework to write the information about the channel and the timeout to a database. And with this, you can also pass information from the user or the user define, I'm interested in this and this and this and that, and pass this information to the database, so you notify the user only if the information matches to that what the user wants to see. Okay. That's just writing the channel information to the database. Then I can use another application to call the notification controller. With a notification controller, I've created a helper class, Windows Notification Service helper class, push notifications async. Go to definition. Okay. What we need to do here, refresh token, 15 minutes to go. That was a toast from a reminder app. Refresh token async. Okay, let's go here to this method. You need to make a login, a live login, with the help of the application. Scope is notify Windows.com, pass the application ID and the client secret. So you need to have the application inside the Windows Store. And make a login from the service. And then you can do the notification. Post async. Yes, content, help helper, define a template, and here I'm defining the XML template that should be passed with a toast. It's a lot of work to do, but you just need to do it once. And it's always the same. Easy options are with the help of Windows Azure Mobile Services. The sample here. So the start a project mobile service client, start. Okay. I need to register channel. Okay. And this registration now with Windows Azure Mobile Services, I go to my mobile service management tool for Techet. Okay. Data. I have a channel registration table inside the database. And what's inside here is now a channel and an expiration time. So it's valid for 1 month. Okay. Just using the, it's very simple to do, using the Azure Mobile Services, write an entry to the database. Okay. Going back to the application, now pass a message. I can use any application. It doesn't need to be the Windows Store application here. I can use any other application to make use of Windows Azure Mobile Services and pass information here as well. Hello from Techet. Okay. Send Toast notification. Hello from Techet. Toast is here. What happened here? Just go back inside Azure Mobile Services, fire notification. From the application, I've created an entry to the table fire notification. However, this table doesn't have any records. It has a script instead, a script for insert, send notifications. The script, I'm accessing the channel registration table that I've filled before with the channel information and read the information here and do a, for every registration, push Windows Notification Service, send Toast text 4 and pass text 1, the data that I've passed from the client app, pass the data to the text 1 element inside the XML template. So that's a lot easier to do. You do not need to deal with logon to live IDs. You just need to configure this. So here, with Windows Azure Mobile Services, can define push notification, pass client secret and package identifier. And you can also do push notifications for Apple or Google with the same mechanism. Another option is using the Windows Azure Notification Hub. With Windows Azure Mobile Services, you need to write some scripts. And inside the script, you access the table. And if you do not want to go back here to the script data, file notifications, script. If you do not want to inform every user, you need to check this. For example, here, only if the user with, you want to inform only the user with this user ID, then you have this information in the other table as well, and make a where clause. And maybe the user also registered some interest. You check for this as well. Only for users with that interest. You need to do an iteration for each, go all these results, the results here, and do the push notifications. Usually, I either want to inform every user or users with a specific topic. And this can be done a lot easier with a notification hub. Another Windows Azure feature I'm creating multiple startup projects for a notification hub client and fire notifications. Okay. Start. Okay, that's the client app. And I have another app started here. That's the WPF app. And the WPF app makes the fire of the notification. Okay. The Windows Store app, just an empty screen here, just registered a channel on startup. So the notification hub folder here, client, go inside the application XAML. And here I'm making use of the notification hub API. Select the notification hub. It's just the name defined with Windows Azure. The endpoint. And inside the configuration with Windows Azure, we again have this, the package ID, the information from the client application. So it needs to be in the store. In the notifications, creating a push notification channel for application async. Refresh the channel. So only valid for 30 days. Refresh it again, every startup here. And what I'm doing as well is I'm creating a template. Create template registration async. There you can either do a notification hub dot create a native registration async, or you create a template. And native, you also see here, just seeing it not now, you also have the options for notifications hub. For Apple and Google APIs to send updates there. With the templates, I'm independent of the template. Just define a parameter using the toast template. Build a text toast template helper method here. Notification XML builder, create toast text CR1 XML. This notification XML builder offers different templates, like we already know from the Windows Runtime API, with all the different options here. And here I'm defining a property. So this is a simple version of this one. Usually I've done the toast notification manager, get template content, select the node here, change the inner text to a property. And this one is done here. Just these two lines of code. I'm defining property one, this name, and this name will replace the inner text for this text node. And this template is defined here. Now, after the template is registered, I can fire notifications from any other app, for example here, a WPF app, sending a template notification, using the notification hub client, create client, add a property, property one, hello from Techit in New Orleans. This information is now passed inside the template, and do a send template notification. Send notification, and we get an update here. Using the notification hub from Windows Azure. creating a custom service and also creating updates from a service with a link, we had to create XML content on our own before. Now, with the mobile hub, that's not necessary. We have the API from the Windows Store, pass the information, or use the helper classes to create the templates there, and define some parameters, and with the parameters, you do the change of the content. And you can use similar templates for other technologies like Apple or Google to use the same update mechanism. What we've seen is we created a channel with the Windows Runtime API, need to define a channel, push notification service, create a channel. Channel is only valid for a maximum of 30 days, so we always need to refresh that information. And then there are different ways to deal with the channel. You either pass the channel information to your own custom service and then deal with that, or use Windows Azure Mobile Services, pass that to Windows Azure Mobile Service, write the information to a database there, or use a separate API from the notification hub, so it's a lot easier there. Tiles, toasts, and notifications keep the user engaged. The user should be interested to start your application and not only once, not only install it and forget that it's installed, the tile is somewhere. The user should start it again. Give live information, interesting information to the user. And here we've seen the resources that are needed by the system. It's not really hard because the app doesn't need to be running at all. Windows makes the updates. Just need to define the registration, live information for the user. You have questions? Yes. No. Windows Azure Mobile Services, you have different options. You have an abstraction for a database. You can create your own data inside there. It creates a database. It creates a service. You have this information. And you have, in addition to that, authentication mechanism. No matter if the user is running a Facebook account or a Live account or any other account and notification with that. The push notification is an Azure service that's just for the notifications, for tokens, that's just for from the service bus. So there are different paths there. Okay, more questions? Yes. Yes. I'm creating a lot of different image sizes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm currently dealing with that. Yeah. Yes. Yes. We will also see how it will work with Windows 8.1. don't know now more about that. Just we have different options there, and maybe it's solved there as well. Yes?
From all of what I've seen in the Windows 8 tile work so far, it's kind of chaotic. It reminds me of the early web applications where you have just lots of colors, blink, and lots of chaos. Do you have advice as to a way to theme it so it doesn't look so chaotic?
It's very restricted based on the templates. So it's not really complete chaotic. You cannot have everything inside there. So there are many similarities, and make use of these. Make use of these similarities. And there are some things that are not allowed at all in the tiles. For example, you may not add ads to the tiles. There's some guidelines what you should add and what not. I'm still here for some questions, but the time is running out, but you can come here. Thank you for coming. You will also find me tomorrow in the bookstore, in the Windows booth, and at the Ask the Experts. Thank you for coming.